Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today. It is noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific, September 22nd, 2021, and we welcome you for this episode, 30 minutes of incredible conversation on Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. We are continuing with part two of our exclusive series as we welcome back Barbara Reaser Intuitive Coaching to the show as my special guest for this insightful 30-minute conversation. Now, we're going to pick up a little bit where we left off, but also we have some new things to talk about that we're very excited about. Just to refresh your memory for those who are rejoining us for part two or for those of you joining us for the first time, Barbara is an intuitive and coach specializing in emotional patterns that keep one stuck. Intuitive coaching is about really, you know, gaining insights and tools to help you achieve your goals. The answers are readily available within you. That's right. A lot of the answers to life's questions are within us. She teaches folks how to find those answers. With over 25 years of professionally, you know, intuiting, Barbara really possesses both the experience and the tools to help her clients achieve their goals. And it's really a fascinating conversation that we're going to have in just a second here because, you know, intuition truly is knowingness. The mind is quiet, according to Barbara. Anxiety is indecision and internal conflict, and our feelings tell us one thing, but our logic tells us another. The logical mind will lie to you to keep you stuck in a familiar pattern. The emotional mind works closer with physical body and can communicate through diseases. Her work is about finding the root to either aspect so as to help her clients release it, and that is so incredibly important. She's been doing this for a long time. She has a passion for it. She loves what she does. And she's worked with a lot of incredible people who have been able to move forward in their lives as they release the stuckness in their lives and the things that are suppressed down deep in. She's located in South Carolina. And let's join together in welcoming her back to Close Up Radio for part two of our series together on the show. Barbara, welcome back to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Jim. I'm excited. I'm enjoying talking to both you and Doug, and this has been a lot of fun and very engaging, so thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I get what you do because I've been described in three different ways, which I know you'll get right away. People have said that I operate from a higher consciousness. I'm a high-level empath. And I'm intuitive. And I love that they say that because finally now there's wording that goes to it the way I've always felt since I was a kid. Now I understand it all. And you are, you know, built in a similar fashion. What can intuition do for an individual?
Intuition can either work for you or it can really set you up for failure, meaning, do I use my intuition against me because my sensitivity makes me be leery of people, so I modify how I show up? That's where it works against you. And people like us who were very sensitive as a child, we find that that's how we trained ourselves to navigate that aspect of ourselves. But if you use intuition correctly, you can actually get a feel or a sense of where a person's coming from, and you can help not let go of yourself, not modify who you are, but engage with that person at another new level, a better level of compassion and understanding and insight that other people don't look for.
You know, it's amazing you said that, because that is so true. And we probably still, to a degree, do that as adults. You mm-hmm. sort of modify your own behavior, how you show up or what you say or what you do, as to minimize possible potential negative responses. So you adjust
yeah.
yourself for the others so you don't have that. Really fascinating to break this out. How does this all work, Barbara?
What we do, we each have a way of intuiting. So you and I are both empaths. That means when somebody comes in and they have anger, we feel that anger in our body. And where most people can trip up is that anger, because they feel it, they think it's theirs. So then they project the anger back at the person who has the anger. And then that's when the cascade of problems begin. But we all intuit differently. Some people will see something that's not really there. They'll hear something in the voice. And I've got a great story about voice that I'm going to share in a second here. And or a combination of all of that. You get a feel, there's something off, and what we call double binding communication is set up. Double binding communication is where I'm saying yes, but my head is shaking no, or some aspect of me is in conflict with what you're hearing. So I'm going to share the voice part, because I think the callers will appreciate this. I had a salesperson. They came to my door one day, and I opened the door, and they go, hey, would you like to buy this coupon for a car to, you know, for discount of getting repairs? So I asked the person, I go, well, is it a good deal? And his voice goes, yeah, it's a really good deal, and you'll really, really like it, and they're really good guys, and his voice was so high. So when how we feel about something and what we're saying are in conflict, the body tends to make the voice go up an octave or two. Have you ever heard that yourself?
Oh, yes, yes, and people sometimes they speak where it's up talk. It's going up as opposed to down. And when it goes down, it's far more believable and more confident.
Yes, because both hemispheres of your brain are on the same page. When you're not in conflict, we call it the gestalt brain, meaning whole body, which is usually the emotional brain. It says, yes, this is, they're speaking their truth. And I can speak from my chest versus up here an octave or two. So was the guy really lying to me, or did I ask the question wrong? And in this case, I asked it wrong. What do I mean by that? I rephrased the question and asked you, would you personally use this coupon on your own car? And his body relaxed, and his voice came back down. He laughed. He goes, no. Because my car is not worth any more than the coupon book is worth. I mean, is that you're paying for the coupon book, so I would never use it on my own car. So I was able to get the information out why there was a conflict, and that's what I do in my practice. I help people find out where those conflicts are, where are they coming from, what is the concept behind it, what's the story behind it.
Yes, right, exactly. What's the story behind it? And that is
mm-hmm.
that's really incredible. That was a great example, too. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think most of us, you know, why don't most of us enact this way? How come we hesitate, or we just don't?
Again, most people are using what they were taught as a child, how they were taught to show up. And they look at the person, they're trying to think ahead, like, what am I going to say to them, versus doing what I call engaged listening. They're not listening with all parts of them. They're not hearing what the person is saying throughout their whole being. And instead, they're in their head trying to think, okay, they're going to say something to me, I've got to have the right answer. So a lot of times it's about, I don't want to be wrong, because wrong gets me in trouble, i.e. through my childhood, so probably in my adulthood it'll carry over. And so we don't use our intuition to monitor ourselves. Instead, we get in our head and get all crazy with it and come up with answers before the person's even done talking.
Yes, right. Yeah. A lot of people do that, yes. They're trying
mm-hmm.
to finish your sentences before you even came up with a thought. How does one use intuition to better themselves? How do we better ourselves with the use of intuition? And even with that, maybe I can slip this in too.
Sure.
How do we identify that we have intuition so that way there we can use it to better ourselves?
That's a great question. You know, I remember when somebody first called me an intuitive, and I'm like, what the heck is that? I don't want to be one of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a psychic. I don't want to be an intuitive. I don't want to do that. But it's a process of understanding that there's really some special ways that you're in tune with the world. So if you were to put yourself in an environment where you could be by yourself, what happens, you drop all your guards and you let go and you just start sensing through you what the world is about. And the really cool thing is that that's where when I found that the power of intuition is not the ability to get in tune with other people and to do it that way. But the true power of intuition is to go inward. How am I showing up? What is my motive? What am I really feeling? So most of us have that false belief that if I stuff my emotions down, like if I'm angry and I smile, even though I'm angry inside, you won't know I'm angry. And that's laughable because the more you try to stuff it, the more your body vibrates with that emotion. So then you get people coming up to you and saying, why are you angry? And you're like, I'm not. In a really angry voice. It is just like, okay, I'm going to avoid you for a while. But the true power is that inward view of yourself. How am I showing up? That's where all your power is for intuition.
There's definitely certain responsibility, you know, when you realize that you're intuitive too. There's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the true power of intuition is intuiting yourself, intuiting others, is the icing on the cake. Tell us about
mm-hmm.
that. Why this is so?
Because if you know what your motives are, so I come and I talk to a new person, and my motives are to find something out about them, then I have really negative emotions that I'm leading with. But if I come and I know my motives are to get to know you, then our conversation is going to be more free-flowing, and I'm going to allow you to be who you are. So if you just look at what motivates you to do things, it's really important to understand that and to own that. The things we own, we have power over. The things we don't own have power over us. So if I have a tendency to manipulate, but I don't own that aspect of myself, then I'll continue to do it until it gets me in trouble. And when you go from a very logical person into the intuitive field, you go through some of those pitfalls. You just can't help it. And so I had to learn the hard way to go inward and say, okay, what am I really wanting to do? How am I really showing up? What is my state of being? Am I happy when I'm really sad? Or, you know, am I giving what other coaches are called that double binding communication? And that double binding communication can make or break a salesperson. I've worked with a lot of salespeople over the years, and they're like, why am I not getting sales? I go, well, let's go through your pitch. And they go through their pitch, and they're like, you're not showing up. And they're like, what do you mean I'm not showing up? I said, I can't get a feel for you. I don't know. It just sounds like wah, wah, wah.
Like just reading a script, yeah.
Yeah, just reading that script.
Pre-rehearsed. You say the same thing to each person, and it's, you're almost, you can even tell when they're not enjoying what they're doing anymore. It's like, oh, I've got to, you know, sell another vacuum cleaner. I got to go through this again. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really have a true impact. So what are the steps that are needed? And it's fascinating to know that there are steps that we must go through to facilitate all this, right?
Right, yes. Well, the first thing that you would want to do is you want to get and stay very present. You want to turn your intuition inward. Again, check how you're showing up. And then you want to go into engaged listening and hear what is being presented from all aspects of how the person is communicating. A person, you know, I'm going to jump around a little bit, but this is important. I often get where people say, I was conned. Why did my intuition fail me? And this step right here where you go into engaged listening, if you listen to their voice, a con person tends to talk really, really fast, and sometimes their voice is high, and they're staring at you doing that, I'm going to maneuver and answer how you answer me. So you can sense that in them. And often they'll talk over you. So you want to take a deep breath and not get so in tune with them. There's a lot of coaches that say, you want to mirror the person in front of you. I'm like, no, you don't. Don't mirror them.
Right.
You'll get sucked in. You want to mirror your best. You want to be your best. And you want to listen to the other person. Is their voice fast? Is it going up? Are they talking over me? Are they engaged in it? Or are they manipulating their answers according to how I answer them? And so you want to really just be in those states. But breathing is the most important part, too. You want to breathe. And there's a reason you want to breathe is because breathing moves thoughts and emotions forward. Have you ever walked into a room and you're looking for something? You ever done that?
Sure, yes, all the time. Where's the remote and where's the cell phone? Those are the two things that either are lost the most or they hit the floor the most.
Yes, I agree with that. That is so true. My daughter laughs because you and I are always losing our cell phones. Like, oh, I know. So, but you
and
go
in
a room.
Remote from room to room. I leave it in the kitchen. I leave it in the upstairs bedroom. I'm like, where'd the remote go? And I walk with it and travel with it in my hand like it's a cell phone. Crazy.
There we go. Okay, so you set it down and you go, but you go into a room where maybe intuitively you know it is, and you walk in and go, why am I here? And you hold your breath, and you hold your breath, and you're looking around, and then you walk out of the room, and all of a sudden the answer is, oh, the remote's in there. It wasn't the walking out of the room that did it. It was the fact that you breathed. Okay, so we're going to do a little something here. I want you to try this with me. Okay, here we go, Jim. I want you to think about something. Really hold it in your head. And notice that you held your breath when you held the thought. Did you notice that in you?
Yes. You're right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's how we suspend a question. But if the question is there and we're not breathing, the answer's not going to be able to come in. It's like you close the door to the answer. So if you think and you try to breathe, watch what happens to the thought. It starts to morph and break apart.
Yeah, and you got to breathe from the diaphragm, too.
Uh-huh.
Deep. Breath.
Yes.
Solid breath.
So what happens is emotions are the same way. If you're holding your breath, that emotional charge is going to stay in your body. It's going to stay as an impact. And this is why oftentimes we tell breathe, just breathe. You're trying to get them to breathe because you are trying to help them move that emotion, move that charge out of their body. So again, you got to get and stay present. You got to breathe. You got to go into active listening and really hear what's present. in order to use that intuition correctly and engage with people in a really solid way.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and that's the key. That is the key to it all. Breathing, mm-hmm. the motivation, the stories. It's essential, right?
Right.
The whole thing is really, really essential. Tell us a little bit more about that. Maybe we can expand on that a little bit more. Maybe there's some examples mm-hmm. of work.
I have another story I think that might
just
help.
Let's do another story.
Just
getting motivated is so important, too.
Yes. Motivation is perfect. Yeah. Yes. The story I want to share, I think, is an important one. I had a gal I'd worked with a year or so, like a couple years before, and then she sent me a really nice email saying, you know, your voice popped in my head. Thank God it did. So she went to share that she had been on a subway, and she was going home late at night, and the platform she was going to exit onto was empty. And she saw this guy, and she just knew intuitively it was not going to be pretty because she could tell he was eyeing her. And so she got off the platform, and he followed her, and he caught up with her, and she heard my voice saying, you know, you just got to get into your heart, and it's all about being your heart, be the love that you are. So she made a choice, and she chose to not partake in the way he was going to show up, but partake in the way she was going to show up. She found her own motivation of how to get through this event. And she filled herself with a lot of love. And so when he looked at her and she looked directly into his eyes, all he could experience from her was love. And he pushed her away and he ran away. Now, was that going to happen every single time? I don't know. But for her, she listened to her intuition. She found the motivation of how she was going to show up in a bad situation that didn't look like there was a choice for her not to be raped. But she made a choice for herself, and she used her own intuition to make that event a positive one. And it's just fascinating.
It really is. And again, it's all doable. I mean, if anybody's mm-hmm. listening and they say, "Oh, this is heavy duty stuff," no, it's all doable, right? You work
mm-hmm.
with your
right.
clients to help them, and you create this trust. And I know there's another story you wanted to share. A client who had been working with you a couple years ago called you and shared the subway. Going home late at night, kept noticing.
Yeah,
a guy
that's the one. Yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's the one I just shared. Yeah, yeah.
That's that one.
Just
yeah.
Yeah, that's that one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that can be. Now, what's fascinating too is how you intuit differently than I do, and I do mm-hmm. differently than the other person across the street does. It's really personal, subjective, and finds an easy way of helping one go forward, right? Tell us about how
right.
we intuit differently. That's fascinating.
If, as a child, I was an emotional wreck. I felt everybody's emotions. And when they got too much, I would act them out. So I was always in trouble. And I got labeled for being too sensitive, probably similar to what you've gone through, Jim. And what happens is you try to shut it down, and you try to stuff it, and you try not to be who you are. So if you go back to your childhood and say, how did I perceive? Did I perceive, like, there was always an image on the side of my eye that sort of caught me? Was there something I heard that wasn't really said? And you have to be careful here because schizophrenia is close to what we're doing, but it's not really. When I hear something, when I see something, it's a perception of and not usually an actual voice. I've only once or twice heard an actual voice, and I told it not to ever do it again because it was too hard for me to discern reality from intuition then. And so I've never heard the voice part again. So you have control over how much you allow that technique or tool to evolve. And when you can't discern perception from reality, that's when you have to back off, when you have to honor your own skill sets. But the cool thing is, if you engage more in the left brain or the logical brain, you're going to see things. You're going to hear more things. It's everything outside of you. But this is where also, the beauty of this is where you hear what the guides have to say. And that higher self, guides, God, whatever you pray to that gives you messages, that's where you get that information from the logical hemisphere, because there's things outside of you coming in. And when you listen and you listen through your heart, you get truth, which is really cool. And you also get to sound like you're brilliant, even if you don't, if you're not really. I mean, there's some things that have come out of my mouth going, whoa, that was really so brilliant. And
let me write that one down.
Let me sell that one on the internet. Yes. And that's what happens. You do. You get to take credit for that. But, you know, then, so I let my clients challenge me. And I remember that one day one of my clients goes, how do you intuit? I'm like, oh, how do I do it? And I realized that I intuit two different ways. I intuit empathically, bringing my awareness, what I call point of center of where I'm paying attention to, into my right hemisphere, and I can feel what your body's feeling. So if you're not breathing, I can sense that in mine. So I'm not really telling you about your body. What I'm telling you is how that intuitment changes me. That's really what I'm languaging when I'm doing the empath part.
Yeah.
When I want to hear stuff about the visual, auditory, or what the higher self wants me to hear, then I walk over to the other hemisphere and I ask questions from there. And I actually teach my clients to be able to access both. I've got one more little gift to give your listeners if you want. 30 seconds. Here we
sure.
go. Imagine you're standing in the middle of your brain. When you're in the middle, you're in a place called the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum is where it's a fibrous material that doesn't allow communication from the emotional charges from the right to the left, but just the feelings. And it doesn't allow mind chatter from the left into the right. So when you're in the corpus callosum, no mind chatter, no emotional charge. It is where you can finally find that peace. And since I operate more from middle brain, just right in the middle, I have access to both information simultaneously without the emotional charge and without the mind chatter. I don't think I've had mind chatter for 4 years now. It's amazing.
Good place to be. Good place
yeah.
to be. Absolutely, because
uh-huh.
you can see, you know, two sides to every question. You sure you're not a Libra like me, balance and harmony?
No,
like
actually I'm an Aquarian. Yeah, I'm an Aquarian. I do things outside of the box. Yep.
And outside of the box, exactly. This is my birthday week. Friday's the birthday. And it's amazing.
Happy birthday.
The energy, thank you very much. The energy you feel and how all of these things, these senses, these things that we've been talking about are heightened around this
mm-hmm.
time. For me,
yes.
which I find really, really cool. I think when you explore yourself and you have self-awareness and you look within, which has a lot of the answers to life's questions, it really can be a beautiful thing. And
yes.
You've certainly done that, and you help your clients do it, Barbara. I want to let people know they can go to the website, www.intuitive-coaching.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's intuitive-coaching.com to connect with Barbara Razor. She is really extraordinary what she does. She cares. She's empathetic. And she's a great listener as well. You are amazing, Barbara. This really was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Get a chance to explore more down the line. Fascinating topic and something that really impacts all of us. Thanks for being with us today. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Jim. And happy birthday this week. It's going to be a good one.
And as an intuitive,
that's what I said.
I
yeah,
second your emotion. Here's to that.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, we mentioned icing on the cake earlier, so looking forward
there
to that
go.
On Friday.
There we go. Thank you.
All right, you take care, Barbara, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, Jim.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. Now, you know, just so you know, intuitives and high-level empaths, they have trouble saying goodbye. we say, we're not good goodbye people, so we say, see you later.
See you later, yes.
That's a whole other right. half-hour show we can do about the inability to say goodbye.
Disconnect, yes, cut cord.
That's a whole other 30-minute conversation. You take care and be well, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Barbara Raiser of Barbara Raiser and Intuitive Coaching. Again, go to the website, www.intuitive-coaching.com. This episode is recorded in its entirety, so you can share it with those you think would enjoy this conversation and get a lot out of it. For everybody here at Close Up Television and Radio, I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time. Stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest celebrated right here on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a great day. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I sure did. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.